Hanukkah begins this evening. The eight-day Jewish Festival of Lights is celebrated with the lighting of the menorah, games, and of course, food. And who better to talk to us about the food than here and now resident chef Kathy Guntz, who joins us in the studio now.
Hello.
Kathy, mm-hmm. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to everybody.
Yep. So, there we go. Okay,
so,
bye.
So, that's, yeah, ask me, I'll answer your question
with
a question.
Well, Hanukkah, Hanukkah celebrates the reclaiming of the Temple of Jerusalem by the Jewish army. The Maccabees, 2,000 years ago, they wanted to light the menorah, but they only had one day supply of oil. Miracle!
You stole my story.
It lasted for eight. Well, I love
well, you
the
know,
story.
You know, actually, in recent years, many scholars are admitting that the story of Hanukkah is actually very difficult to verify.
Stop.
It's kind of convoluted. Hey.
We're going with it.
Okay, let's go with it. The most important part of the story is the oil, that when they went back to clean up the temples and rededicate it, there was only enough oil for one night, and yet it burned for eight. Mm. So the traditional foods we eat on Hanukkah all center around. Yes, indeed. I mean, for many people, it's the one time of year that they'll eat deep fried food. Mm-hmm. Not me. I'm a big fried chicken fan. But let's get back to Hanukkah.
Okay.
The most traditional of which are latkes or potato pancakes. Now, potato pancakes are actually very simple. You grate the potato. But this is where the confusion begins. Mm-hmm. Do you grate them on the largest opening of the grater? Do you grate them on the little knobs?
Oh.
Do you grate them? You can grate them any way you want, and each one will give you a different textured latke. So it's grated potatoes, egg. Some people add a little bit of flour or matzo meal. You could add cornmeal if you're gluten-free. Salt and pepper. That's the pure basic latke. And you have one on your plate.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, okay. And then you take that basic recipe, a grated potato, a little bit of egg, a little bit of flour, and then you can go nuts with them. You can use sweet potatoes. You could use parsnips. You could use beets. I've also made a carrot and ginger latke, which has fresh ginger and dried, and these wonderfully sweet winter carrots. They taste so fresh that they almost defy the deep frying.
By the way, you had the carrot and oranges or something.
Yes, last time.
These winter carrots are unbelievable.
Aren't they fabulous?
Yeah.
They're super sweet.
Sure.
The point is that you can really experiment. The third latke I brought comes from Joan Nathan, a very well-known Jewish cookbook author. She has a book, King Solomon's Table, and these are fabulous. They are grated zucchini, feta cheese, and dill.
Mm.
And when they come right out of the fryer, it's almost like an arancini, the fried rice ball that they eat in Italy, because the cheese is in the center and it oozes and it's completely irresistible. So those are just three types.
Any tips for people on deep frying things?
Yes, I do. And I actually learned quite a bit at 5:30 this morning when I made these. Even my dog was looking at me like, why are you up frying latkes at 5:30 in the morning? You want the oil to be hot, but not too hot. What I do is I heat my oil in a wok. It's the perfect shape to contain the oil, no splattering. You only need a few inches. Many people have preferences about what they use. Some only use safflower oil. I do a combination of Crisco and organic safflower oil. So the Crisco coming from my childhood and the organic safflower oil and my today type of cooking. You want to, if you have it, put a candy thermometer into the oil. And I keep it there because the oil temperature fluctuates enormously. And that way you can keep an eye on it and you always know, oh, it's getting too hot.
What's it supposed to be?
Well, around 350. Mm-hmm. Every recipe, for me, that's about right. It browns them, but it doesn't burn them. And literally, I'll take the wok off the flame if it starts to shoot up to 400. But that thermometer really lets me in. Can we talk about toppings for
Please.
A minute? Okay. So traditionally, horseradish, spicy,
so
wonderful with traditional latkes. Sour cream is also a traditional topping, as is applesauce. But why stop there? I put out a whole table of toppings, fresh chives chopped, fresh dill, smoked salmon, smoked trout, creme fraiche. Just, you can go nuts with these things because they really are a whole meal. And then many Jews for Hanukkah make jelly donuts for dessert, also another fried food, again, harking back to the story of the oil.
I was going to say, harking back to the story of the Hanukkah jelly donut.
That's right.
Which there isn't one.
But you don't have to make your own chocolate coins. You can just buy them.
No, you can buy the gelt. And, you know, Hanukkah is, many people think it's the Jewish Christmas, but it is not at all. It is not considered a major holiday. It just happens to fall around the same time as Christmas. And growing up, like I have two daughters, it was very difficult. You know, all the build up to Christmas and all the kids waiting for the tree and Santa, and they're eating potato pancakes and spinning a dreidel. But it lasts 8 days, and traditionally kids get a gift on each night. And it's a pretty wonderful celebration, very peaceful, and very much a holiday that's really about freedom.
Yeah, and a miracle.
Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunston. We've got the recipes she's been talking about at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much, and
Thank
happy
you.
Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Mm-hmm.